Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those who are unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors St. Peter Canisius. He was a Jesuit priest, a doctor of the Church. He was ordained a Jesuit during the Protestant Reformation and became one of the leaders of the Counter-Reformation, the Catholic Reformation. He founded universities. He is known as the Second Apostle of Germany, and he is the patron saint of Catholic journalists. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back in the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who for the defense of the Catholic faith made the priest St. Peter Canisius strong in virtue and in learning, grant through his intercession that those who seek the truth may joyfully find it their God, and that your faithful people may persevere in confessing you. Hear in kindness, O Lord, the prayers of your people, that those who rejoice at the coming of your only begotten Son in our flesh may, when at last he comes again in glory, gain the reward of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Song of Songs. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks. He says to me, Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For see, the winter is past, the rains are gone and over, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of pruning the vines has come, and the song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and you are lovely. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp, with a 10-string lyre chant his praises. Sing to him a new song, pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice, in his holy name we trust. Exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. O Emmanuel, our King and Giver of Law, come to save us, Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We read about a very special encounter between the Blessed Mother and Elizabeth. Both of them are expecting children. Both of them are extremely happy. They're filled with joy. And when Mary visits Elizabeth, I think the one phrase in the gospel that really sticks out is that Elizabeth was just so happy to have Mary in her presence that we're told that the infant in her womb leaped for joy, and that was John the Baptist. They were looking forward to the birth of their children. Neither one of them really knew what the destiny of their child would be. It's only, I believe, that when Joseph and Mary presented Jesus in the temple, the wonderful prophet said this day is so very special. He had waited for that day for so long that he said, "Nunc dimittis, you can now dismiss your servant." He told them that this child of theirs was to be great, Jesus, Emmanuel. We're in the fourth week of Advent, and there's been a lot of preparation on our part that leads up to what we celebrate at Christmas time. If you sometimes look at the Advent wreath, you've got the four candles, and sometimes there is a virtue assigned to each one of them: faith, hope, love, joy. And hopefully during this time of Advent, we are becoming more faithful, we're becoming more hopeful, we're becoming more loving, and we're becoming more joyful in what it is that we are able to celebrate. The fact that Jesus, God, became a man like one of us. And in the very center of sometimes the Advent wreath, you find a white candle as well, in addition to the three purple and the one rose, the one pink. And that's often labeled just Christ. And those virtues surround Christ, and hopefully we are to be Christ-like, that with his coming into the world, something changed 2,000 years ago, and I want to believe that it changes in our world too. It changes us to become better people. It changes us to become better disciples of Jesus. Hopefully we are more faithful, more hopeful, more joyful, more loving in everything that we do. In just a moment of quiet prayer, Think of just a few days we have left before we celebrate the feast of Christmas, the Incarnation. Is there something yet that we still might need to do during this time of Advent preparation to better prepare ourselves to celebrate the great feast of Christmas? And now we are given this time to offer to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. And so we pray for our Holy Father and all of our bishops and our priests in thanksgiving for their service to Christ and His church and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, that we will not love the things of this world, but will follow the example of Jesus Christ, who came into the world as a humble infant, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the Middle East, in the land made holy by our Lord's birth and life and death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our own nation, that our Lord will unite us all with a deep respect for one another and wisdom for our government leaders, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop William Callahan of La Crosse on his Episcopal anniversary, which is today, and for Bishop Thomas Tobin of Providence, whose Episcopal anniversary is next week Tuesday, in thanksgiving for their service to the church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that You know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pleased with the sacrifice that we offer You with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Pray now that my sacrifice and Yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of Your church. For in Your mercy You have given them to be offered, and by Your power You transform them into the mystery of our salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give You thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold Him. The Virgin Mother longed for Him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of His coming and proclaimed His presence when He came. It is by His gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of His nativity, so that He may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in His praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of Your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Peter Canisius, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace in unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, This is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Lord, may participation in this divine mystery provide enduring protection for your people, so that being subject to your glorious majesty in dedicated service, they may know abundant health in mind and body through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly, give you peace. May he bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A litany to St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble son of the house of David,
pray for us.
Light of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Husband of the mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster father of the Son of God,
pray for us.
faithful guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of virgins.
Pray for us.
Pillar of family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of relevant radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation.
Pray for us.
Support in difficulty.
Pray for us.
Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us,
God,
Jesus.
God made him master of his household. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And a prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I've been trying to find a way to convert my atheist grandpa.
I really admire you, Charlie, because at 12 years old, not only do you take your own faith in Jesus seriously, but you're trying to help your grandfather.
Relevant Radio.
Patrick, yesterday, that 12-year-old Charlie's call prompted me that I'm upping my contributions to Relevant Radio. I cannot believe what a powerful, powerful program that is to do that to a 12-year-old boy like
Thank you.
Donate now on the Relevant Radio website or app.